play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg High School Pep Band into the national anthem there. Let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups for tonight's contest.
And now your starting lineups. First for the Blue Devils, a 5'8 senior, number 3, Olivia Edwards. A 5'8 junior, number 5, Kate Chevalier. A 5'6 junior, number 22, Bree Sapp. A 6-foot senior, number 42, Bryn Holtz. And a 5'11 junior, number 52, Emily Wilson. Blue Devils coached by Brad Dance, assisted by Kelly Herzog. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. A 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. A 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Field Gym, ready to get things underway tonight. Silver Streak girls basketball, Western Big Six Conference game. The Streaks 5-3 on the year, 1-2 of the Big Six. Quincy 4-2 overall, 3-0. In the Western Big Six Conference, the Streaks would like to hand them their first loss. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers and trim with black trim around the numbers and letters. Quincy in their road royal blue with white numbers and white trim. Stepping into the center circle, 5'11", Audrey Peck for the Streaks. And at 6 foot, Bryn Holtz for the Quincy Blue Devils.
Well, as has been the trend early in the season, Streaks giving up a lot of size inside. They're going to have to do a good job of boxing out as they lose the tip here.
And the Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense on the right wing. Kate Chevalier, one of the experienced players. He fakes, drives in, kicks it out high, and a three-pointer by Edwards. Way off the mark, but the rebound comes out long to Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side, drives in, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Audrey Peck, right side, puts it up. Put it up and in. Thought it was too strong. I thought she was trying to go off the glass, but she put it up and in. Streaks lead 2-0.
She didn't need no backboard.
Nope. All right, so Quincy has the basketball. So the transfer from Abingdon, Emily Wilson, they list her at 5'11", but this is one of those, she has got, this is a really a throwback. Her afro, it puts her at about probably 6'2". I don't know, but she gets it down low, misses her shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed it, gets a rebound again, and now we're going to have a whistle, and that's where Coach Massey was concerned with the size and the offensive rebounding.
Yeah, and it's what we've seen repeatedly here in the early going. The Streaks have just got to do a better job and box out and get underneath, and we're going to get travel here called on Holtz.
So the foul was turnover on Riley Jenkins first of the ball game.
But yeah, you put yourself in a bad situation. Not only are you prone to give up that extra basket, but also you can see fouls accumulate because players are in bad spots after those offensive rebounds as Riley was there.
Riley Jenkins, Chelsea Stevenson, pass tapped away. Now it's stolen, but Chelsea gets it back and gets to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Streaks with it. Riley goes left side. Lauren Livingston, left corner, goes to Kaylee Miller for three. Good from Lauren Livingston. And it's 5-0 Streaks.
Yeah, good job swinging the ball around right there and got Kaylee the open look for three.
Now in the paint goes Bree Sapp, and she lays it up and in.
Yeah, and she was facing the crowd and threw it over her right shoulder while she was literally facing the Streak bench. It was kind of an awkward-looking corkscrew of a shot.
Riley Jenkins, Chelsea Stevenson back to Riley. She'll bring it out and reset the offense. Quincy, looks like they're in a 2-3, 1-2-2, I'm not sure. Chelsea Stevenson out high right side. Right baseline to Kaylee Miller. Down on the block it goes on the right side. Lauren Livingston, she bounced it on the end line and the Streaks turn it over. Good defense that time. She tried to go baseline and got a little bit too close. Bounced the ball on the end line. So the Streaks with the turnover. Quincy takes it back the other way with under 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 5-2. This is Sapp with it down on the block.
Travel.
Wilson drives in and another travel.
Yeah, she tried to gather the ball there, Tom, and just kind of went running in after she did so.
You know, now that I look at her next to Audrey Peck, maybe it's 5'11 with the hair. Maybe she's not really 5'11. I was going to say about 6'2, but she's the hair is about as tall as Audrey Peck. And they list her at 5'11, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she's doesn't,
a little bit shorter.
To the top of her head, she does not look that tall.
No. Nope, absolutely. All right, Streaks with it. Kaylee Miller in the left corner goes to Riley Jenkins. Back to Kaylee Miller. Swing it over to Chelsea Stevens. A pass knocked away, but Riley Jenkins comes up with it. Now Kaylee Miller on the volleyball spike line. Left wing, Lauren Livingston fires a three. Bounces off, no good. Audrey Peck with a weak side rebound. Puts it up and in. Her second offensive rebound and put back. And that's a good sign for the Streaks.
Yeah, if she can keep doing that, it's going to be huge because the Streaks then will be able to open up outside and get that production inside that they sometimes lack.
7-2 Streaks, left wing. This is Edwards, penetrates left side, left hand, lays it up and in, split the defenders. Nice move by Olivia Edwards. Went in with a right hand, crossed over to the left, down the left side of the lane, and a timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Doesn't like something he sees, I'm guessing, defensively.
Yeah, I don't think he likes the fact that they've had a couple easy drives to the lane and nobody's sliding over and getting in front.
4:57 to play. This is a 30-second timeout. 4:57 to play, first quarter. Streaks with a 7-4 lead. You know, talking with their coach, new coach Brad Dance, he said, yeah, a little bit different than he said, again, nothing against coach, what was his name, Pazanin last year, Martin Pazanin?
Pazanin, I think.
He said that, you know, some of the sets he was running, he said a lot of handoffs and like an NBA type where the girls had to think a little bit too much. He said, we're not quite that advanced. He said, more similar to Coach Massey, we're running more sets, and we've been somewhat successful with a lot of those.
That's interesting to me because I remember last year we thought that their style was actually very befitting of their ball club because they had a fairly athletic ball club, and they like to push the tempo.
Streaks turn it over again. Cadence Leidick tried to get it to Kaylee Miller, overthrew her. And the Streaks turn it over. Also into the ball game for the Streaks, Arlita Brown, as Audrey Peck and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. 7-4 Streaks lead. This is Olivia Edwards. Left wing it goes to Chevalier. And she fires a three, can't hit. Rebound comes out long to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the run right side. Goes to the wing, picks up and gives to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Riley, left wing, Kaylee Miller thought about the three, then Wilson closed out on her, gets back out to Riley between the circles, and they're, I guess I'll call it a 2-3 zone, and now the Streaks turn it over again as
unforced
Lauren,
turnover.
Yeah, just couldn't handle the pass that time. Instead of trying to catch it, she tried to take it off the dribble or tried to bounce it on the pass.
Well, and it was a lower pass, so it came into her a little bit low, so I think she thought she could easily convert it to the dribble, but it wasn't happening.
This is Wilson, gives to Sapp on the right wing. Sapp gets a pick from Wilson, goes to the right elbow, kicks top of the key to Edwards, over the top to Wilson, mid post. Nice bounce for Edwards going down the right side lane, laid it up and in. That was a really nice play. Good job by Wilson on the pass.
Yeah, and what was nice about that is they did a shallow cut with Edwards once that ball went into the post, and the Streaks weren't ready for it because their attention all diverted down to Wilson like it's supposed to, as that play is designed to do.
Kaylee Miller, Caden Slidick, left corner, and the Streaks are going to turn it over again. Oh, yep, ball bounced on the end line. Caden Slidick tried to bounce it down the end line. I'm not sure who she was trying to get it to, but Riley Jenkins got there. By the time she got there, it bounced on the end line.
Quickly, turnovers mounting for the Streaks as they're up to four now, and they've had turnovers in, what, their last three possessions?
With a 7-6 lead, high post left side. This is Bryn Holtz. Now it's Wilson out high right side, fires a 17-footer, good. Boy, she's got some range too. Emily Wilson with her first basket. And make it 8-7, Quincy with their first lead. Streaks with it, Caden Slidick near the center circle. Chelsea Stevenson out high on the left side. She brings it back out near the center circle. Right corner tried to get to Riley Jenkins, overthrew her. They're just, you know, the one thing we saw him do well early against Rock Island was move the ball really well against the zone and get the defense shifting. Now they're just, I don't know, the passing is just not nearly as crisp as it was early in that game.
Right, and the other thing is I think that they're letting Quincy push them out too wide.
Now Sapp drives down the right side, got behind the defense, and couldn't hit the shot, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Audrey Peck. Nope, went against Arlita Brown. She must have come from the weak side. So Arlita with her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks. That will put Bree Sapp at the free throw line with two shots. 3:01 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 8-7. First shot is too strong. No good. Not quite. We got a decent crowd on the south side here. A few up in the balcony. Of course, not a lot of people make the trick up here from Quincy. A decent student section here tonight. And then with the pep band up behind them on the south balcony. Second shot for Chevalier. That one is good. And make it 9-7.
7-0 run right now for Quincy as the Streaks have turned it over in their last four possessions.
Kaylee Miller with a basketball out high on the left side to Chelsea Stevenson in the center circle. Gives to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle, and she'll reset for the Streaks. Directing some traffic. Now bounces for Kaylee out near the center circle. Trapped up, gets to Arlita Brown, kicks back out to Riley Jenkins for three. Right quarter, no good. Chevalier down with a rebound. Better ball movement that time for the Streaks. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Sapp drives down. Couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound comes down to Audrey Peck for the Streaks. Galesburg on the run. Right side, Chelsea Stevenson back out to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Now she sets up the offense. They're really spreading the front of that 2-3 zone out.
Well, I think it's actually a 1-2-2.
See, I couldn't tell the way, because Every time they're just the way the ball's going, there's...
I'm just basing that on the fact that Edwards is kind of chasing the ball from the two volleyball sidelines. So it looks like she's sitting up at the top, and the other two are going all the way down to the baseline.
And she just picked up her first foul on the bump, first team foul on the Blue Devils. Riley Jenkins, right wing, top of the key. Kaylee Miller thought about the three, gives to Chelsea Stevenson, left baseline, fires from on top of the three-point arc, no good. Rebound, Audrey Peck gets it away, but we're going to have a tie-up. And
should be streak ball as the jump went to Quincy. The Streaks have to get somebody in the high post because you need to pull Edwards down. She's getting so high that's bothering the ball handlers, which is making it harder for the Streaks to rotate the basketball. If they get somebody at the high post and you go through the high post, it's going to open up the entire lane.
Mackenzie Durst in for Quincy. Inbound pass goes to Audrey Peck, puts it up, and she gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Kate Chevalier. That's her first. Audrey couldn't hit the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 4 points in the game. First shot is up and good for Audrey Peck. Now with five and a 9-8 Quincy lead with 1:49 to play here in quarter number one. For Audrey Peck, 5'11". Junior at the free throw line. Is she a junior or senior? Where's she at? Why did I lose my roster?
Audrey is a junior.
Junior, that's what I thought. Missed a second, but we've got a violation.
Lane violation.
Oh, actually, I think they might be saying she stepped on line. But she kind of jumps a little bit when she shoots. I wonder if she came down on the line and came down before the ball got to the rim. 9-8, Streaks trail. Wilson, top of the key, out high right side to Sapp. Gets a pick from Schultz and a steal by Kaylee Miller. Kaylee Miller on the dribble, left side, stops, picks up, gives to Lauren Livingston. She drives baseline, bounces for Audrey Peck, couldn't hit the shot.
Great pass, though, to get that ball inside.
Back the other way, it's Sapp for the Blue Devils. Bounces left wing for Durst. Durst pushed off there, now lost control of the ball. looking for help, swings it to Holz. She misses a shot, and Riley Jenkins comes away with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley left side out high, gives to Kaylee Miller, left wing for three, short on the mark, but short, and the rebound comes out long to Sapp. Two-on-one break, Sapp left side, lays it up, blocked by Riley Jenkins. Oh, bad position to call that one. I'm going to say she got it with the body, but man, I don't think so. But that's going to be the first, or no, second foul now on Riley Jenkins. That'll put Bree Sapp at the free throw line. She went 1-for-2 moments ago. 55.8 to play in the first quarter. Streets trail 9-8. First shot, no good. As Chelsea Stevenson, or excuse me, she made the first shot. Chelsea Stevenson checks in. She'll replace Riley Jenkins. Cadence Leidekin replacing Arlita Brown. Second shot up and good as well for Sapp. She's got 5 of Quincy's 11. Cadence Leidek, right wing. Tried to swing to Lauren Livingston, and too high, it goes out of bounds again. So that's the thing, that those passes, you can't try to throw over the top of the zone. Like you said, that's why you got to get somebody in the middle of that zone.
Right. They need to bust this. There. Yeah, they need to bust the zone down. It's getting way too wide. I mean, it makes it easier for the defense to catch up. And there's Cadence Leidek's first foul. But the Streaks now, 6 turnovers already in this one.
Good aggressive defense by Cadence there. Just went a little bit too far, got a piece of the hand and called for the reach, but she's bothered Sapp, that's for sure. Sapp gives high post, right elbow to Wilson, out to the right wing to Chevalier. Missed the three-pointer, but the rebound comes out long. Chevalier able to run it down.
No box out.
High post to Holz, and saved inbounds by Chevalier. Wilson comes up with it. Now it's Holz.
Oh, there's
right
a push
wing.
Off.
Yeah, push off again. That's happened a couple times. They haven't called that yet. This is Durst with the basketball, or Darst, rather, excuse me. No, it is Durst. Right baseline, Chevalier can't hit the shot. Wilson, though, with a rebound up and in. And it'll be Wilson with 4. The Abington Avon transfer. Make it 13-8 Quincy. 4 seconds, 3 seconds to play. Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline, shot blocked by Wilson. Gets to Lauren Livingston, 18-footer at the buzzer. In and out, no good. We have played 1 quarter of basketball. It is the Quincy Blue Devils 13, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Bored at your current job, or maybe you need another part-time position to help make ends meet. See a list of current local job openings right now at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll find positions in sales, residential assistance, manufacturing, and more. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Quincy with the basketball to start the second quarter, leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13-8. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. This is Bree Sapp out high right side on a 5-second call. Good defense not only by Chelsea Stevenson on the ball, but by the other 4 Streaks denying the basketball.
I think Coach Dance hasn't said anything, but I think he would have a case that there wasn't that 5-foot rule the entire time there.
Lauren Livingston.
It looked like the Streaks defense kind of slacked off. Oh,
and
my
another Streaks turnover. Cross-court pass from Kaylee Miller to Chelsea Stevens. It looked like the pass was there, but at the last second, Durst got a hand in front of it. I thought maybe she touched it, but then I'm not sure if Chelsea thought she touched it, and then she reached out for it and changed her mind, but it was too late because she'd already gotten a hand on the ball, and it went out of bounds.
Well, I think it's part that wide receiver defensive back thing where and we're going to get the second foul. This is on Kaylee Miller.
There was a travel before that one, though. She took it a hop and then an extra hop and then got bumped.
I think that was like where the receiver goes up for the football and then somebody puts their hand up and Chelsea just couldn't see it after the defender went up in front of her. And now we're getting another foul on the
street. Okay, the only thing I don't like about, again, that call, the position he was in to call it out here on the right, the near sideline, and he was blocked from the play. So that's Chelsea's first foul, and that is 16 fouls on the streaks. And it comes to Wilson out high right side to Sapp. Right baseline it goes. That's right out of the streaks playbook there, Chevalier, but she bounces down to Wilson. Turn around, up and good.
She has a nice post move. She knows how to use her body.
Yep. 15-8 Quincy. 7:04 to play first half. Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller left wing. Now Lauren Livingston nearly had that pass stolen away. Now swing it to Riley Jenkins, and that one got knocked away, and Riley got bumped. No call, but she's able to get the ball back and nearly threw it away again. Kaylee down to the right side. Caden Leidick lost the handle, got it back to Kaylee. Now Riley on the right wing. And they'll bring it back out. Left wing goes to Lauren Livingston, drives baseline, stops, looks for help, kicks to Kaylee, top of the key. Now Riley Jenkins, right wing. Quincy doing a good job of closing out on the shooters. They're just not, they're kind of gun shy, not pulling the trigger.
Well, the passing's got better by the streaks, actually, yeah, as the possessions progress, because in the early going there, it looked like there was three steals.
Now to Kaylee Miller, left corner, three too strong. Rebound comes out long to Durst for the Blue Devils. She gets to Chevalier. She'll bring it across. Down court it goes to Sapp out high on the right side. 6:10 to play in the half, 15-8 Blue Devils. Durst out high left side, penetrates, free throw line, 15-footer partially blocked, and Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives to Kaylee Miller across midcourt left side, goes to the wing, back out to Lauren out high left side, puts it on the floor, into the paint, pulls up with the 8-footer, too strong. Audrey Peck with a rebound on the weak side, puts it up and got it. That is her third rebound put back of the game. She's got 7 to make it 15-10. 7 of the streaks, the only other points they've got is Kaylee Miller's 3.
Well, and that breaks a 13-1 run by Quincy.
Chevalier stops and fires a 3 out high right side. That's off to the left, and Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Good job on the inside position. Now it goes to Kaylee Miller for 3 left wing. Good! Her second of the ball game. That one from Riley Jenkins. And now it's a 2-point game, 15-13, 5:20 to play in the half.
Well, that transition bucket's going to be there because they're setting up in a zone, so the players, whoever's a slower player down the floor, it's going to take them a while to get back.
Now Wilson gets it posted up, and again, the problem there is not denying the ball before it goes into the post. The foul's going to go against Lauren Livingston. That'll be her first foul. At least we're spreading the fouls around. Riley's got 2, but all the rest of the streaks have 1 foul apiece, so that puts Crystal Wilson in the free throw line. First shot bounces off high, no good. She's got 6 points.
Well, the streaks tried to collapse on her when she got the ball there, but you know, like you said, it was too late at that point. You really have to do a better job of ball denial before it gets in there.
Second shot up, and that one is good. 7 now for Emily Wilson, 16-13 Blue Devils, 5:05 to play first half. Riley Jenkins between the circles looking for some
there.
Help.
There. Oh.
Yeah, but the pass.
Lauren didn't go all the way to the free throw line there. It was wide open in the middle of the floor. It looked like they were on the same page.
Fortunately, though, for the Streaks, Wilson tried to bounce to Edwards on the fast break. Bounced it too low, and Edwards kicked it out of bounds. In fact, got tripped up by the ball. Back in, Kaylee Miller. She'll replace Riley Jenkins in there with Arlita Brown, Lily Hudgens in, Cadence Leidick, and Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Left wing, Lily Hudgens. Passed into some traffic. Lauren able to grab it. She penetrates back out to Lily left side. Now it's Kaylee Miller with it out high left side to Lily Hudgens left wing. She'll fire the 3. That's short. Rebound Lauren Livingston. Splits the defenders. Goes up and gets hammered. And she's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. I think it's going to go against Wilson. It does go against Emily Wilson. That's her first. Just the third team foul on the Blue Devils. So Lauren Livingston goes to the free throw line. First attempt for her on the night. 4:39 to play first half as she hits the first. Make it 16-14. She can cut it to 1. Second shot away, and that one is good as well. Streaks will pick up with some full court pressure. 1-2-1-1.
This might be a good idea, too, because Quincy's been looking a little slow, and we're going to get a timeout from Coach Dance, 30-second. But, yeah, Quincy's looked a little slow getting back the last couple times. I think these girls are getting a little fatigued. You might be able to get some easy turnovers here.
So a 30-second timeout with 4:36 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 16-15. And I hope they're watching because that's the second time Durst, as the timeout was called, as she's trying to get out of the trap, she pushes off with that with the off arm that she's not dribbling with and making some contact there. But the timeout was called at that point.
Moline on the strength of a 10-0 run is a 14-10 lead against UT. Ullman not having a very good game. They're down now 31-2.
Wow.
With 3:57 left to go before halftime.
And that's against what, Rock Island?
That is.
And so we got, who's the other game tonight?
Sterling and Geneseo. Oh, and the Streaks don't put the press on after the timeout. That's kind of strange.
But they get the steal. Pass was tipped by Kaylee Miller. Riley Jenkins came away with it. Then it got knocked away from her. Ball goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up.
Streaks are going to retain possession on the alternating possession. Should be Streak ball here. The arrow even says Streak ball.
Wait, what?
Is he saying, he must be saying it was out of bounds on the Streaks.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what Coach Massey's having discussion. Yeah, because the tie-up happened before that ever happened. Wow. Lacey Novosel, sophomore, and there's the one that knocked it away. She's got it, hands off to Edwards, goes to the free throw line, bounces for Wilson mid-post, kicks back out to Sapp, top of the key. Just over 4 minutes to play first half, 16-15 Quincy lead. Now Edwards fires a three out high left side. No good. Riley Jenkins with a long rebound. Streaks with a chance to retake the lead. Haven't had it for a while. Under four to play. Right wing. Lily Hudgens for three. Good on the pass from Riley Jenkins. Lily Hudgens off the bench to give the Streaks a boost. Their third three of the game, and it's 18-16 Streaks.
First lead since 7-6.
Now they tried to get it down to Wilson. She tapped it around, played volleyball.
Oh my goodness. Was out the
she
Wilson.
Tapped it out of bounds.
Right in front of the bench.
Yeah, and it's right.
Or right in front of the official, excuse me.
She tapped it three times, and she tapped it out of bounds right in front of the official, and he gave it back to her. Wow. Wow. Sometimes you're better at your full-time job. I don't know. I'm just saying that. Now a shot blocked by Kaylee Miller. She's going to get the call. Wow, that should have never happened. Because that, I mean, the ball got tapped four times. Wilson tapped it. Then Riley Jenkins got a hand on it. Then Wilson tapped it two more times out of bounds right in front of the official.
Right, like literally right in front of the official.
Man. Foul went against Arlita Brown. That's her second. Free throw for Chevalier is up and no good.
Well, the thing I don't get that the student section is doing right now is they're screaming. But they're waiting to scream until after she's let go of the ball. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's not going to throw you off much. I'm not even sure what they're saying on the bounce, but she hits the second one. And it's 18-17. Streaks still have the lead. 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson out high. Gives to Riley Jenkins. Right baseline on the three-point arc. Penetrates. Kicks back out to Chelsea Stevenson. Back to Riley on the baseline. Back to the wing. Now Chelsea out high. Gives to Lily Hudgens out on the left side. Left wing, Lauren Livingston for three. Good! That was a good-looking shot from Lauren Livingston. Went up with some confidence. Got her shoulder squared.
Yeah, if the Streaks can open that up, that's going to really give them some confidence here in this game, because that's going to be open against the zone is that rotational three on the wing.
And honestly, you had Riley Jenkins also open standing right next to her. So 21-17 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play here in the half. This is Sapp. Now to Edwards, top of the key. Long three-pointer is way off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston. She'll bring it up herself across midcourt, left of the center circle. Gets to Lily Hudgens, left wing, faked. Thought she got away with the travel there. Now to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, to the free-throw line, back to Lily. Fires just inside the three-point arc. Good! Too long, too, for Lily Hudgens that time. She's got a quick five, make it 23-17 Streaks. 2.5 to play in the first half. So the passing, as you mentioned, much, much better here late in the late stages of the first half.
This is Streak's biggest lead of the game, too.
Sapp with it on the dribble, bounces top of the key for Novosel, left wing to Edwards. Edwards gets a pick for Novosel, goes to the left elbow, fires a 15-footer, bounces off, no good. And Lauren Livingston with another rebound. Lauren across left side, leans into the defender, pulls it back out, gets to Lily Hudgens, top of the key to Riley Jenkins. Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson back to Riley between the circles. And she'll reset the offense with under 2 minutes to play in the half. Now Lauren Livingston on the volleyball spike line to Lily Hudgens, left wing. Back out high to Riley Jenkins. Right of the center circle, it's Chelsea Stevenson now. To Lily Hudgens on the right baseline, now the wing. Now gives back to Chelsea out high right side. Puts it on the floor, brings it between the circles, gives to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Now Lauren Livingston, high left side for three. Ooh. Rolls off, no good. On target, rolled it off though.
Yeah,
and the rebound stolen away by Chelsea Stevenson. She hands off to Riley, left side. The right side leans in. Got it, and she's fouled by Chevalier. Great hustle by Chelsea Stevenson on the rebound. She saw that Chevalier didn't get a good grip on it, and Chelsea took it away, went to the floor. She was doing it and was able to shove it off to Riley Jenkins, who put it up and in. Her first basket of the game and a chance at a traditional three-point play. Second foul on Chevalier. Yeah, and that shot from Lauren was a little bit flatter than the first one, too. So Riley Jenkins at the free throw line and misses. Rebound to Wilson for Quincy. 25-17 streaks lead, biggest lead of the ball game. 1:20 to play here in the first half.
I'd really like to know what our free throw shooting splits are fourth quarter compared to the first half, because yeah. I just feel like she's money in the fourth quarter, and it takes her a little bit to get going in the first half.
Wilson mid-post to Sapp, top of the key for three. Go.
Wow, good ball rotation. Inside, outside, inside, outside.
Sapp with 7:57 seconds to play. Cadence Leidick to Riley Jenkins, right baseline. Back to Cadence Leidick out high on the right side with 50 seconds to play. Picks up, looks for help, and ooh, lucky that didn't get stolen away, but Riley came up with it. Now her pass got stolen away by Holes. Now
it's turnovers Sapp for the streaks. Mm.
Oh. With 37 seconds to play. Now three out high right side by Sapp. No good. Weak side rebound. Cadence Leidick for the streaks with 30 seconds to play. Streaks nearly turned it over. Lauren Livingston able to run it down. Gets in the paint. Runner off the glass and got it. That was a tough shot for Lauren Livingston. Off balance. Got a little bump there. Got it up and in. 27-20 streaks with 18 seconds to play. Edwards. Left wing Chevalier. Fakes a three. Penetrates. Hands off to Holes at the left elbow. Now kicks over to Sapp. And she's got it at the top of the key now on the dribble against Cadence Leidick. Out high right side, Edwards to the right elbow, puts up the 15-footer, no good. Weak side rebound got knocked away from Lauren Livingston, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it. We have played one half of basketball. The streaks not only got themselves back in it, they have taken a 7-point lead into the locker room. After one half of basketball, it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 27, the Quincy Blue Devils 20. Come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard and schedule. Halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 27-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
The Summer Food Service Program provides lunch to at-risk children at 16 locations throughout the county, including all Knox County family housing locations, and has served over 6,500 lunches. I'm Katina Cochran, a United Way board member. The saying it takes a village is true. If you've never donated before, now is the time, whether you donate through your employer or to United Way directly, your donation matters. Be a force for good. Live United.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aradiff along with Eric Gibson. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead it here at halftime 27-20. They were down 13-8 at the end of the first quarter. and made a nice comeback, especially in the latter stages of that second quarter, and outscored Quincy 19-7 in the second quarter. The Streak sophomores a winner here tonight, 41-30 over the Quincy Blue Devils. Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys back in action. Their second straight Western Big Six Conference game. The Streaks will play host to the United Township Panthers, and that'll be 7:30 scheduled tip. Also 7:10 pregame with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman tomorrow night here on WGIL. Then the Streaks will play at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout coming up on Saturday afternoon. And I believe, and I don't have it in front of me right now, I believe they're playing the 4 o'clock game, and I believe they're playing Bettendorf. I know I have that somewhere, but I believe that's who it's against. So they'll play Saturday later in the afternoon. Of course, the girls on Saturday will be back in action. They're 4th straight to Western Big Six Conference game. And they will play host to the Alleman Pioneers. That's a 12:30 scheduled start, so Eric and I will be here for that one. 12:10 for the pregame here on WGIL. Also coming up, Illinois Fighting Illini, they will play on Saturday. Well, we won't have that one, though, because I think that's about the same time as the boys play. They'll take on Old Dominion on Saturday afternoon, coming off the big win over Michigan last night. And then coming up on Sunday, the Bears and Packers play up in Green Bay. That'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. The boys turn around. Boy, it's a busy time for them. They had a conference game Tuesday night, conference game tomorrow night, the shootout on Saturday. Then Monday night, they'll be on the road at McComb. So it's a busy time. Also coming up on Monday here at John Field Gym, it'll be the final ever matchup between Lombard and Churchill. The boys teams will play 5:30 here. They're wanting it to be a pack-the-place night for the final contest ever between those two teams. Okay, so what I was hoping was going to happen tomorrow morning on Galesburg's Morning News was to be able to get some of the coaches and maybe some of the players from that rivalry. And so far what we've got, Steve Cheeseman's going to be in with us for sure. Of course, he coached the Churchill 8th graders for several years. Had talked to Coach Bob Morgan, who had a longtime Churchill coach, along with his brother Bill. His back was ailing a little bit, so he wasn't able to do it. And then Phil Erickson, longtime 8th grade coach of Lombard. He had taken a fall recently and just isn't ready to be out and about doing so. So he can't come in. So right now, hoping to find a couple others, was maybe a player that played for each team that maybe played together in high school. But at least I got Steve Cheeseman coming up for sure tomorrow morning at 8:10. I know he'll have plenty to talk about when it comes to Lombard Churchill. But again, that 5:30 on Monday.
Awesome.
By the way, yeah, the boys game, they do play at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. So Brad and Steve will have that about 3:40 for the pregame. So we'll get our girls game wrapped up and probably have a good hour or so, if not a little more, hour and a half, maybe two, in between the girls and the boys games on Saturday afternoon. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Crady Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 27-20. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
What you don't know about investing and saving for the future can really hurt you. If you go to one of the discounters, Charles Schwab, Fidelity Investments, and Vanguard, which are the big three discounters, the costs are going down to the lowest prices ever. At the same time, full price places like insurance companies and full commission stockbrokers have kept their fees sky high.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that, unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Trisha Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies tonight, overnight low of 30. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 41. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow night with an overnight low of 29. The outlook for the weekend, Saturday cloudy with a chance of freezing rain and snow, and temperatures dropping into the mid-20s. Saturday night, an overnight low of 14. And Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 42 at WGIL.
Congratulations to Bonnie Lee, who unwrapped a $25 gift certificate to Culver's by playing WGIL's Pick a Present. Still plenty to unwrap and win. To find out more, go to WGIL.com.
Streets lead it at halftime, 27-20. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streets, nice balanced attack. 8 points from Audrey Peck, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 7 points for Lauren Livingston, a 3 of 2 on a couple of free throws. 6 points for Kaylee Miller on a couple of threes. 5 for Lily Hudgens on a 3 and a 2. Bradley Jenkins with 2 points on a basket. Streets 3 for 5 from the line, 4 3-pointers. Quincy led by Bree Sapp with 8 points, a 3 of 2, and 3 for 4 from the line. 7 for Emily Wilson, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Olivia Edwards on a couple of baskets. 1 for Kate Chevalier on a free throw. 1 3-pointer, 4 for 7 from the line.
7 turnovers for the Blue Devils. The Streaks turned the ball over 10 times. Not a good number, but they used some timely rebounding. 16-10 edge there. 6-4 on the offensive board and some great shooting. It's a Streak shot at 4 of 10 from outside, 10 of 22 from the field, including 6 of 12 from inside the arc. On the other hand, Quincy was 7 of 22, 1 of 7 from distance.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Quincy comes out in the 1-2-2 zone again. This is Kaylee Miller out between the circles. Swings it to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Brings it back out to Kaylee, out high left side, so he's kind of switching things around. Kaylee or rather Riley fires the 3 left wing, missed it. Rebound comes down to the weak side to Chelsea Stevenson. Gets trapped up, gets to Audrey Peck, and swings it over to Riley Jenkins, left side, high off the glass, can't hit. And the rebound, Chevalier took it away from Audrey Peck, and now Edwards has it. Gives to Sapp. Sapp, now Chevalier on the left wing. Edwards back to Chevalier. She's got it between the circles, right wing to Sapp. She'll give to Wilson, top of the key, out high left side to Edwards. Streaks with a 7-point lead, 27-20. Now it's Sapp on the right wing, a little runner up, but she got a bump, and it's going to go, I believe, Chelsea. Against Chelsea Stevenson. Yeah. And that'll be the second on Chelsea. And that's going to put Bree Sapp, 5'6 junior, at the free throw line for the Quincy Blue Devils.
3 of 4 from the stripe so far.
And the first one rolls off, no good. Sapp with 8 points, leading scorer for Quincy here in the first half. Second shot, that one is up and good.
You know, even though it was a made basket, Streak's still getting beat on the boards down low. Both Wilson and Holtz had superior position to any Streak. If that ball had come off, it likely would have been an easy 2.
Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline to Kaylee Miller, down on the block to Lauren Livingston. Kicks out to Riley Jenkins, left wing for 3, too strong. Rebound comes out long to Sapp. Sapp on the run, 1-on-2. Riley Jenkins cuts her off, and she brings it back out and sets the offense for the Blue Devils. Good job by the Streets getting back after the miss. Edwards, right wing, working against Chelsea Stevenson. Found Holes down on the right block, and I don't know how we didn't get a 3-second call. Then she missed the shot, gets her own rebound, though, and traveled with it. Oh, come on. Oh, we're going to call a jump ball. Okay. Well, possession arrow points toward Quincy.
Well, it's better than a lot of options there.
Yeah.
At least makes Quincy reset it and gets the ball out of Holtz's hands right in front of the basket.
Well, I thought it was going to be a travel, but nothing doing. Now the inbound stolen away by Chelsea Stevenson. Kaylee Miller has it. Back to Chelsea across midcourt right side on the dribble. Goes to the wing, stops, out high to Kaylee. Now to Riley left wing. She'll pull it back out, reset. Gives to Kaylee between their circles. Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson. Now Kaylee Miller with it. To Riley Jenkins, left corner, Lauren Livingston for 3, too strong. Rebound comes down to Holtz for Quincy. Well, I got to say, of course, Lauren hit the 1-3 early in the game. The shot looked really good. Her shots overall, even though she's missed, they're looking better.
Yeah.
As Quincy turns it over, bad pass there. Streaks come up with it. Under 6 to play third quarter, 27-21 is the Streaks' lead. Kaylee Miller, left wing, swings it over to Chelsea Stevens. Now the right corner goes to Riley Jenkins outside the three-point arc. Back to Chelsea Stevens between the circles. Kaylee Miller down on the right block. Audrey Peck fading away and came up short on the shot. Holds away with a rebound. Now a travel called on Chevalier. I didn't see what happened. They came across midcourt.
Well,
I didn't.
Definitely an unforced turnover right there. Yeah. The Streaks weren't even in defensive set yet.
Back in for the Streaks is Cadence Leidick as she gives Chelsea Stevenson a break. Riley Jenkins near the center circle. Tried to get to Audrey Peck. Got tapped away there by Sapp. Can't get too lackadaisical on those passes.
And that's why we saw that stretch during the first quarter where the Streaks turned it over four possessions in a row. You got to be understanding, and there it is.
What happened right there. Edwards got into the passing lane on the swing and drives it down left side, laid it up, but missed it. The rebound knocked away from Kaylee Miller, but Lauren Livingston comes away with it, and somebody grabs her arm. I don't know if it was Sapp or nope, it was Sapp. Yep, I didn't know it was her Holtz. So Bree Sapp picks up her first foul as Lauren Livingston was trying to make the pass. She grabbed her arm.
Well, the Streaks looked out right there because Edwards just took off from too far away, and then she tried to flip it up towards the basket, and it was too hard.
In for Quincy is Durst. She replaces Sapp. 27-21 Streaks lead. They have not scored yet here in the second half. Just 1 point so far in the second half. That from a Quincy free throw by Sapp. Kaylee Miller to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Backdoor pass, Audrey Peck up, five-footer too strong. And the rebound comes down to Wilson on the weak side. Gives way to Chevalier. Under 5 minutes to play. Durst out high on the left side. Working against Cadence Leidick now between the circles.
Played more than 3 minutes here in this quarter, and we've only had 1 point scored between the two teams.
It's not because the defense has been great. It's good defense, but not that good. Wilson drives baseline, kicks out to Chevalier for three, left wing, got it. Wow, nothing but net on that one. First basket for Chevalier. She's got 4 points and make it 27-24 now, Streaks. Got to get something going offensively. Audrey Peck to Kaylee Miller, left baseline for three, short. Rebound taken away by Edwards for the Blue Devils. Bounces for Durst running the floor down the right side, scooped it up, no good, got off balance. And Lauren Livingston with a rebound, but threw the outlet pass away. She had Kaylee Miller going down the floor and overthrew her. So the Streaks turn it over. Lily Hudgens, Arlita Brown back in. Audrey Peck and Kaylee Miller will get a break with 4:10 to play here in the third. Streaks with a three-point lead. 27-24. Again, Streaks have not yet scored here in the third quarter. Chevalier right wing against Lily Hudgens. Drives to the left elbow, now penetrates. The runner is up, missed it. And the rebound off the hands of Lauren Livingston. She saved it in bounds, though, to Lily Hudgens. Good hustle by Lauren. Now Riley Jenkins in the backcourt with it. She'll take it across in the center circle. Gives to Cadence Leidick right wing. Fakes, goes baseline, nearly traveled it. Now looks for some help. Bounces for Arlita Brown. Now it's Riley Jenkins down the middle. Runner in the paint, up and too strong. Had the rebound, they went over her back, and it should be on Holtz, I believe. Good job by Riley. She went right back up. She knew she missed it and got pushed from behind going up after the rebound. Yep, does go against Bryn Holtz. That's her first foul.
Yeah, good attempt, though, there by Riley. She came down the middle of the floor and just shot up a little floater before she got to the bigger girls.
Now Riley has it right corner for three. Good! Her first three of the ball game. Struggled from beyond the arc so far tonight. Now she's got five and make it 30-24 back to a six-point lead for the Streaks with 3:20 to play in the quarter. High post Holtz gets to Edwards' right side. Now high post, it goes back to Wilson. She missed the 14-footer, but Holtz with a rebound missed it. Tapped the rebound up again. Oh, unfortunately, boy, the ball just came off at the wrong angle. Went off Riley Jenkins' foot right on the baseline. Nothing she could do about it. That was just wrong place, wrong time there. Otherwise, it would have gone off Holtz last. Inbound comes to Holtz at the right elbow, puts it on the floor, gives to Edwards' right corner. Now it's Chevalier, and it's knocked away by Cadence Leidick. Cadence knocks it in the backcourt, and Durst
Cadence
shoved her. Yeah, that should be, yep. Oh!
No, happened was she got in front of her. Durst got in front of her, and she might have used a little bit of a push, but Cadence shoved her back.
Oh, okay, I just saw the push off by Durst there. Okay, so Cadence Leidick called for the foul.
Yeah, I think Durst used a little bit of a forearm to get in front of her, but then after that happened, Cadence just two-hand shoved her.
Well, it was good defense by Cadence nonetheless. Now Durst gives to Wilson down the left side, leans in. A foul's going to be called on the floor beforehand. They call Audrey Peck for the hand check there. And that'll be her
first
foul.
And so Streaks continue to spread out their fouls.
Yeah, three team fouls here in the second half, and nobody with more than two. Durst out high left side, puts on the floor, gets by Cadence, drives in, little runner, no good, and rebound going to go off of who?
Oh, this should be Streak ball.
Yeah. Wilson knocked it away. She went right over the back of Audrey Peck and knocked it out of bounds, but they're going to give it back to Quincy. Interesting. Inbound comes to Wilson. Now it's Durst left corner, stops, gets to Wilson mid post, drives in, kicks out to Chevalier for three right side. Another one, good. First second of the quarter. She's got seven in the game now, make it 30-27, 2.5 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks with just the three-pointer so far in this quarter. Riley Jenkins, Arlita Brown, left wing, Lily Hudgens. Back to Arlita Brown's out high left side. Now Lily Hudgens, left wing to Arlita Brown. Now it's Riley Jenkins out high right side directing some traffic. Her pass is stolen away by
Streaks are going to look Edwards. Out here. They're going to get the ball. Yeah. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul? They're calling a foul on Lily Hudgens when they were
going after
the ball. Wow. Edwards.
A blocking foul? They're both going after a loose ball. How can there be a blocking foul? The ball went out of bounds off Edwards, and that's what I think you indicated. That's what we thought the call was going to be. That should be Streak's ball.
Wow.
Wow. So that's first foul on Lily now. 14 fouls on the Streaks. Edwards drives in. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. And it's going to go back to the Blue Devils.
Well, Edwards is a good fit for the top of this defense. Yeah. So she's very long, and she's gotten her hands in on a bunch of passes, and that's what happened on that last one. Riley went and tried to throw a pass, and Edwards just got a hand on it.
Now Quincy throws it away unforced. Durst threw it right over the top of the outstretched arms of Lacey Novacell, the 5'10 sophomore who's back in.
11 turnovers now for the Blue Devils.
Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter, 30-27 Streaks. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side, right baseline to Chelsea Stevenson, fires from on top of the three-point arc, hits the side of the glass, rebound comes down to Edwards, and Pat heard
she never
dribble.
Got it.
Yeah, the dribble went off the back of, I think, Lauren Livingston's foot. It hit Lauren, then I think it hit Audrey and went back the other way. And now Riley Jenkins returns a favor and steals away Edwards' pass. Riley down the left side, pulls it back. Oh, great crossover move, and kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson. Now Lauren Livingston to Audrey Peck down on the block, put an extra dribble there, and they
Audrey, if Audrey would have just gone up with it instead of dribbling, she would have gotten two.
Now Edwards drives down wild on the shot, though, and couldn't hit it. 1:10 to play. Lauren Livingston. In the paint, kicks out to Kaylee Miller for three, left wing, good! Kaylee Miller from Lauren Livingston, her third of the game. She's got 9, 33-27, under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a lead. Olivia Edwards on the dribble, bounces right wing for Chevalier. Chevalier dribbles left, goes to the free throw line, stops, gives to Wilson out high right side. Wilson now, a timeout called by Brad Dance with 44.2 to play. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 44.2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg 33, Quincy 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
The United Township Panthers under former Silver Streak Ryan Weber is up next for the Galesburg boys basketball team on the road. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streak's pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
44.2 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 33-27. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Quincy head coach Brad Dance called a timeout there. And the Streaks get back out on the floor. It will be Quincy basketball on the far sideline near their bench, and it'll be Bree Sapp to inbound. She just got back in. She had quite a long rest after she's their leading scorer in the game. In it comes to Chevalier on the right wing. Bounces for Wilson baseline, and she bounces for Novosel left baseline. Now it goes out to Durst out high on the left side. She'll take it to the wing, picks up, and try to get it inside. Knocked away by Audrey Peck, but Chevalier comes away. But now Audrey blocks her shot, and it's going to go off.
Should be streak ball.
Yes. Yeah.
No!
It just went right off of her hand. Audrey Peck blocked the shot, and it went off of the hand of Chevalier, and the official's giving it back to Quincy again. What? I don't even know what he was trying to indicate.
I don't
there.
Know. He pointed up towards yeah. the sideboard, but it hit the sideboard, it looked like. And the only thing I can think yeah. of is if the block shot went off the basketball standard.
But he didn't blow the whistle till the
right,
ball went
till
out of
it was out of bounds.
Wow. Foul called on who? Riley Jacobs.
Riley,
he's
that's
got
her
three
third.
Now. Wilson gets it in the paint. Put shot blocked again by Audrey Peck. Wilson gets a rebound. Up, missed it again. Now an over the back. Can be called on Novosel. Went over the back of Riley Jenkins. So Riley's got three now. First foul on Novosel. I don't know what game this guy's watching. I have no idea. I don't know. That's twice. Well, different official that time where the ball got tapped out by Quincy right in front of the official. And I'm at a loss. 15 seconds to play here in the third. Streaks lead 33-27. Chelsea Stevenson with 12. Bounces right wing for Audrey Peck.
And
her pass thrown away. This is Chevalier on the run and got bothered from behind, but still got this layup up and in. She's got 8 in the quarter, 9 for the game. 1 second to play. And Durst
nearly threw it away again.
Yeah. Well, Streaks have the lead. Quite a game, 8 minutes to play. It is Galesburg 33, Quincy 29. You're listening to 30 Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
I'm Will Stevenson. I'll talk to a Peoria native who's written a book about a game show hosted by a man who went to college in Galesburg. Tomorrow night at 5:10 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway. Streaks with the basketball in the lead, 33-29. Riley Jenkins gives to Audrey Peck in the corner. Now Kaylee Miller out high left side for three. Good! That is her fourth of the ball game, one in each quarter.
And a great ball movement there by the Streaks. They were able to rotate it around. Audrey got it down on the baseline, drew the defense, kicked it back up for the open three.
36-29, Streaks with the lead. Ball to Novosel, kicks out the left baseline to Sapp for three, and it's short, and the rebound off of Novosel. And who are they going to give it to? Oh, they're going to give it to the Streaks. Look at that. There was no Streaks around, so I wasn't sure, though. So the Streaks will take it back the other way. What, equaled our biggest lead, right, at 7?
Yes. It is our biggest. Well, nope. We had a 25-17 lead.
Oh, that's right.
So 8
yeah,
was
so
our
8.
Biggest.
Lauren Livingston, left baseline, 18-footer. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Wilson for Quincy. Under 7 to play, 36-29 Streaks. This is Chevalier with it on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Gives to Sapp out high on the right side. Looking for Chevalier on the back door. Good defense by Kaylee Miller. Now it's Novosel top of the key to Chevalier out high on the left side. Now her pass thrown away. I'm not sure where she was going, but Riley Jenkins there. Then they didn't get back defensively initially. And, oh, Riley got pushed. Oh, couldn't hit the shot. Novosel pushed her from behind. So Riley Jenkins would go to the free throw line with two shots. I don't know. I think it was Durst cutting through the lane. She'd already turned the other way by the time the pass came. And then as Riley took off with the ball, they were just all kind of standing there looking. But Novosel got back quick enough to at least give Riley a shove and keep her from making the shot. First free throw is up and good for Riley Jenkins. She's got six on the night, make it 37-29. Second foul on Lacey Novosel.
4 of her 6 points here in the second half. And now the Streaks equal their largest lead of the game at 8.
Let's increase that, and nope, missed the free throw. Rebound comes down to Durst for the Blue Devils. Durst across midcourt, right side, hands off to Edwards on the wing. Edwards working against Kaylee Miller, picks up and nearly traveled with it.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Now was Wilson back to Edwards and got it up off the glass on the right side and in. Just her 6th point of the game. She hadn't scored since the first quarter. She had 2 baskets then, make it 37-31, streak 6-10 to play. Kaylee Miller left wing, 3, good! Drained that one just inside the front iron and dropped right through, barely moved the net, her 2nd of the quarter. Her 5th of the ball game, 40-31, streak's biggest lead now at 9.
Well, and I was just about to remark that Riley had to get the ball up the floor to her because it was taking Sapp forever to get back on defense, and she got it to her right before I said something, and wide open, Kaylee Miller drains that 3.
Just picked up the foul, though. She reached in on Sapp. That's her 2nd foul. Second foul on Kaylee. On the inbound, Riley knocked it away, and Edwards went down going after it, and she's getting up slowly in front of the Quincy bench, and, man, she's all right. She'll walk it off, limping a little bit. So it'll be Sapp inbound from the other end of the Quincy bench on the far sideline. 5:49 to play, 40-31 streaks. Inbound to Durst. Top of the key, now gets to Edwards out high on the left side. Bounces for Wilson down on the low block, turns, puts it up and in. She got a nice touchdown there. That's her 1st baskets in the first half. She's got 9 and make it 40-33 streaks. 1-2-2 zone for the Blue Devils, spreading out, trying to trap out high. Now Riley gets it from Kaylee Miller, drives in, didn't take the shot.
They tried to foul her. Holtz tried to grab her.
That is odd. She was supposed to have just tried to. Now Durst mugs Audrey Peck at the free throw line. She's one of those players you just love to hate. She does what she can, gets away with what she can, and she's gotten away with most things tonight. And she just hammered Audrey Peck with a whistle blow. She's like, "What? Are you kidding me?"
Yeah. That wasn't a foul.
Yeah. Riley Jenkins in the left corner on the baseline and got pushed, and that's going to go against Durst again, I believe. That's 2 in a row on her. And just. They go against her again. That would be her 2nd foul. Or no. They called that on Edwards. That's her 2nd foul. And that is the 16 foul on Quincy. So the streaks go to the free throw line after this the rest of the game. Inbound to Chelsea Stevenson. Got on the left wing. Back to Riley Jenkins. Left baseline for 3. Good! You would think.
Streaks are shooting the 3-ball in this half.
You would think the conference teams we play would know that play. Now a timeout called by Quincy head coach Brad Dance.
He's new.
Yep. He was an assistant last year, but yeah, he's new. So is this a full timeout? 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Galesburg 43, Quincy 33. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
5 minutes to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 43-33. And surprisingly, Moline, who is undefeated, aren't they?
Yeah. They came in the night undefeated.
And they are losing right now to United Township.
Right, 29-27.
Wow, so a close game, but UT maybe is finally getting it back together, unless Moline's just not having a good night, which could be a combination thereof. Quincy with the basketball. It's Edwards with it out between the circles. High post, it goes to Hulse. Now back to Edwards on the right wing. Travel, no call. Now kicks it to Wilson down on the right baseline. She goes to the wing and nearly traveled again. Gives to Edwards. Edwards left wing on the dribble. Bounces for Wilson down the block. Gets inside position. Audrey Peck got a hand on the ball. Wilson missed a shot but got her own rebound. Should be a jump ball, but they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too, Tom. It looked like that they tied her up down while she was holding the ball low and no call.
And the official, he's saying she's shooting, but he's indicating it's, he's doing it like it's a jump ball. The official that called the foul. And so I guess saying she was shooting, but you don't shoot like that. That's a jump ball indication.
Wow.
Anyway, not surprising. Second foul, Lauren
Livingston. Rick Barry shot like that, right?
Yes. And Wilson missed a free throw. Nice block out by the Streaks, and Kaylee Miller comes away with it. 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Riley Jenkins gets it across midcourt, out of a double team. Kicks it over to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing, on top of the three-point arc, and good. Two-pointer, long, long two for Chelsea. Her first basket of the ballgame, and they get 45-33 Streaks.
Who passed that to her?
Riley.
Thank you.
Now Lauren Livingston with a steal. Down court it goes to Chelsea Stevenson, running the floor, lays it up, missed it. Riley Jenkins had the rebound go off, couldn't quite pull it down. It's going to go back to Quincy. Good defensive play by Lauren Livingston. Jumped up, slapped the pass away, pulled the ball down. Chelsea couldn't get the layup to fall, though. 4:05 to play, 45-33 Streaks. Edwards with it. Drives down the right side, got through three defenders, laid it up and in.
Yeah, somebody's got to step in front right there. I understand you're not trying to pick up a foul there, but you got to at least step in front of her, make her go the other way.
Riley Jenkins out high on the right side, lost a handle on it, got the ball back, though. Now they're double-teaming her, and she passes for Kaylee Miller out high on the left side. Audrey Peck in the paint, and down in the corner, Lauren Livingston, too much on her. Lauren had to save it inbounds, and Chevalier comes away with it. Nice ball movement, but Audrey was just too high on the pass to Lauren. Sapp left wing. Out high right side, it goes to Edwards. Under 3.5 to play. Edwards bounces for Wilson in the paint, and she puts it up, missed it. Honestly, that's probably what I would do every time down the floor, but she's missing her shots now.
Right.
Lauren Livingston came away with a rebound. Kaylee Miller left wing, swing to Chelsea Stevenson. Right wing, fires a three. Nope, they said she was on the line again, and the rebound comes away to Chevalier for Quincy. Chevalier on the dribble, right side, gives to Edwards, top of the key. Long three from straight on, way too hard. Holtz down with a rebound, puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound tap by Holtz. So Chevalier comes away with it, puts it up and in. And they get 45-37, under 3 minutes to play. And now Streaks head coach Evan Massey calls a timeout. And this is a full timeout as well. We'll take one, 2:48 to play. Streaks lead 45-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
2:48 to play in the ballgame. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Field, Jim. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 45-37.
Well, 2:48 left. You know that what they're going to try to do is up the defensive pressure in the half court, and that's going to include that trapping at the top. The Streaks have got to be wary. And with how high out they're pulling the defense, now they're going to press, but how high they're pulling the defense out in the half court set, you really might have the middle of the floor wide open.
Inbound comes to Kaylee Miller, full court pressure. Kaylee gets it across to Riley Jenkins, now Chelsea Stevenson right wing. And her pass to Kaylee Miller was going to go into the backcourt. It was low, and Kaylee couldn't hold on, went into the backcourt, so it's an over and back. And that was one that was just that was going to be hard to grab no matter how you did it.
Right, and I like the switch. Coach Massey did a diamond press breaker and put Riley up near half court, which you could tell Quincy wanted to key in on her, but they couldn't because they didn't know where the ball was going to go when it got inbounded. So once it came in, they kind of backed off and tried to protect against her getting that shallow cut up the floor.
This is Sapp to Durst out high on the left side. Inside, stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Now it's Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Durst pretty aggressive. Where's the push? Man. Now, here we go. Durst finally gets on.
I don't even think that was a foul. I mean, Durst did a good job. She, instead of going into Riley, she tried to back up and the foul came earlier, and the official's just slow on it. And unfortunately for Durst, she's the one that gets called for the foul.
Well, I think Coach Massey's talking to one of the other officials, like, well, you know, that I think with you, that you know, she got fouled before that and you didn't call it.
Right.
So, yeah, Durst with a foul. That's her third. And Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus here with 2:08 to play in the ball game.
Unless you believe the scoreboard, it's only the second.
First one is up and good for Riley Jenkins. She's 2 of 3 here in the second half.
Trying to push the lead back up to double digits here with this free throw.
Second one is good. And make it 47-37, 2:05 to play. Out high on the right side, Chevalier. Now a timeout called by Brad Dance. And I don't know if it's just to get you going offense, defense. Nope. No. Oh, he called a full timeout, right? Because he quickly, as soon as he called the timeout, he shoved Olivia Edwards toward the scorer's table to get her into the ball game. But he called a full timeout anyway. We'll keep it here, 2:02 to play. Streaks with a 47-37 lead. Well, tomorrow night, the Galesburg Silver Streaks host the United Township Panthers. Ryan Weber squad, they just, everything that could go wrong did go wrong for them against Rock Island the other night. They fell, I believe it was 61-18. I don't know, the last time a Western Big 16 only scored that many points had to have been a stall game, I think. Because yeah. they just really struggled. It'll be the Streaks hosting UT tomorrow night. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you here on WGIL right around 7:10 for the pregame and a 7:30 scheduled tip. Then Saturday we've got the girls followed by the boys. The girls will play here at John Field Gym, Western Big Six Conference game against the Alamann Pioneers around 12:10 for the pregame, 12:30 scheduled tip. And then the boys will play at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. I believe they're playing Bettendorf, that at the Carver Center on the campus of Augustana College. Brad and Steve will have that for you. About 3:40 pregame, 4 o'clock scheduled tip for that one.
Final from Rock Island. The Rocks beat Alamann 68-31.
Oh, so they did do some scoring second half. Streets get beat back door on the inbound pass. Looked just like out of the Streets playbook. Edwards to Chevalier, and she laid it up and in. They get 47-39.
Oh.
Ooh, Streaks nearly turned it over. Durst knocked it out of bounds.
Lauren's got to realize there. She's bringing the ball up. All five Quincy players were on the right side of the floor because that's the side of the floor that Lauren brought it up in. Kaylee Miller was wide open on the left side of the floor, and there probably wasn't a player within 15 feet of her.
Kaylee to inbound a midcourt. In the backcourt, it goes to Riley Jenkins. She'll be met by Olivia Edwards as Quincy's now playing a man-to-man defense. Lauren Livingston hands off to Kaylee Miller. Now it's Audrey Peck.
Streaks running their stall offense with the weave essentially on the sidelines.
1:37 to play. Riley down the left side of the lane and didn't put up the shot. They blew the whistle, but she was already passing it off to Kaylee Miller.
That's one of those things where Riley's got to learn something from the NBA players. When you hear the whistle, just throw it at the rim no matter which way you're facing.
But you have a chance of the one and bonus anyway, so it may not make a difference. Here's the first one. It is up and good. Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. Back to a 9-point lead, 48-39, with 1:31 to play in the ball game. Second shot for Riley up, and that one is good as well. 5 for 6 in the fourth quarter. 5 for 7 for the game. 49-39 Streaks. This is Chevalier, and the pass goes right through the hands of Wilson, and Lauren Livingston comes away with it for the Streaks. Lauren gets, it's going to be Durst with a reach, and that's going to put Lauren at the free throw line, and that's going to be 9 team fouls Quincy. So Lauren with a chance of the one on bonus. So for the rest of the game, if there's any foul, Streaks will shoot 2. So Lauren Livingston to the free throw line. She's got 7 points on a 3 of 2 and a couple of free throws all in the first half and hits the free throw there. And she will get the bonus. 50-39 Streaks. Final on Moline and UT yet?
No, not yet.
Second shot in and out, no good. Wilson with a rebound for the Blue Devils.
But Moline is on at least a 12-0 run, and they lead 42-27 with 5:30 left to go.
Now a nice backdoor pass from Durst to Sapp. Sapp laid it up and in. That's her first basket since the second quarter. She got 11, 50-41, 53 seconds to play. Kaylee Miller gets it across midcourt and try to trap her. Coach Massey calls a timeout, and this is going to be a 30. With 49.7 seconds to play. Streaks lead 50-41, and they'll have the basketball coming out of the timeout near the scorer's table at the end of their bench. So the Streaks looks like they're going to hand Quincy their first conference loss of the season. They came in 3-0 in the Western Big Six, 4-2 overall. Streaks will even things up at 2-2 in the Western Big Six Conference, heading into the fourth straight conference game on Saturday, then the fifth straight next Thursday before a break with a shootout game next week from Saturday.
After three quarters of play, Geneseo up 55-40 on the on Sterling. What's Sterling? The Warriors?
The Golden Warriors.
Golden Warriors.
Yep.
Right.
And they're still got to try to get their basketball legs. They got some really good athletes coming off another volleyball championship back-to-back. And the Streaks finally get it in to Lauren Livingston. And a reach is going to be called on Chevalier. That's going to put Lauren Livingston back at the free throw line. This time it'll be two shots, as that is the 10th team foul on the Blue Devils. 48.6 to play. 50-41. Streaks lead. First shot for Lauren is up and good. She's got such a nice stroke, but she just has not been able to get it cranked up from the field in the game. They had a great looking three earlier in the game. Free throws looked outstanding. Just one of these days, it's going to happen for her. She's got 10 in the game, make it 52-41, 44 seconds to play. Sapp left wing bounces for Durst down high left side. She'll penetrate and splits the defenders. They're going to call a block. She went right between the two of them. Who's he going to call it on? Lauren, I believe. That's her third. Eighth team foul, so that's going to put Durst at the foul line for a chance of the one and bonus. Durst. First shot, no good. Rebound goes off of Chevalier, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. 36.1 to play, 11-point lead, 52-41 for the Streaks. Quincy will pick up with a full court pressure still. Lauren Livingston in the backcourt to Riley Jenkins. And we got a foul as they get across midcourt. And Lauren's going to go back to the free throw line. That foul's going to go against Chevalier, her third. Lauren back to the free throw line with two more shots. First shot, no good.
She'd been on, been shooting it really well from the free throw line. Was she now 5 of 7?
Yeah. Second shot is up and good. We're going to have to do some checking with Coach Massey.
That is true.
It is true. Okay,
yeah,
I did not realize.
Yeah.
The girls' game Saturday now has been moved to also a 4 o'clock start.
Yeah, he posted that
I didn't even see that.
A couple weeks ago. I saw that on social media.
Okay.
And then
I didn't even see that one. So that's nice. So the boys and girls start at the same time as Riley Jenkins is going to dribble out the clock. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks come away with a win tonight. Give Quincy their first conference loss. Final score, Galesburg 53, Quincy 41. So Saturday's game, so the likely scenario that the boys will be here on WGIL and the girls will be on 92.7 FM The Lake. So that's the likely scenario. So we'll let you know for sure tomorrow, but that's probably what's going to happen. All right, girls win it here tonight. They are now 6-3 on the season, 2-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Quincy drops to 4-3 overall, 3-1 in the Western Big Six. Streaks win at 53-41. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 53-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
A Christmas morning without any presents. To a child, that's just about the most heartbreaking thing they can imagine.
Make sure every local little boy and girl believes in the magic of Christmas when you help Cole's Diamond Gallery in our yearly mission to gather toys for Christmas morning.
Not only can you feel good knowing you help put a smile on a child's face and a twinkle in their eye, you can also save on the gift you purchase at Cole's Diamond Gallery.
Between now and December 23rd, donate a toy or make a monetary donation to the Cole's Diamond Gallery Toy Drive, and we'll double the value of your donation and apply it as a discount toward your purchase, up to 10% off.
So let's say you donate $20. We'll give you $40 off your purchase, up to 10% off.
The store is full of breathtaking gifts just waiting to be placed under the tree. And all of us, KDG girls, can help you pick up something perfect and wrap it up too.
Stop in today and make a donation. You'll save on a beautiful gift for someone you love, and you'll help make sure local children who may not otherwise have a very Merry Christmas.
Cole's Diamond Gallery, 370 East Simmons, downtown Galesburg.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, knows car buying hasn't historically been a great time for you, but he wants to change that.
You can have fun and have an enjoyable experience while you buy a car. And I know what that sounds like. How many times have you heard somebody go, "Oh, I hate car shopping"? Well, we take that as a challenge. It can be a pleasant experience that we got a bunch of people that know how to have fun, that can show you all the vehicles and all the stuff you want to look at, that listen to you, actually listen to what you're telling them. We believe that if we do what's best for the customer, it'll all work out for us in the end.
Take the Galesburg Toyota Fun Car Buying Challenge. Find them online. At GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight, overnight low at 30. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 41. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow night with an overnight low of 29. The outlook for the weekend, Saturday cloudy with a chance of freezing rain and snow, and temperatures dropping into the mid-20s. Saturday night, an overnight low of 14. And Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 42 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streak's head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks hand the Quincy Blue Devils their first conference loss of the season, 53-41, the final score. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Coach, what a good effort by your girls. You had some struggles, especially about mid-first quarter to not quite mid-second quarter. The passing wasn't crisp. You were trying to go over the top of the zone, but once you got it cranked up and they kind of figured out the zone and getting it shifting back and forth, things really started to go pretty well for you.
Yeah, I thought it was a sign when we saw some of the fans put on football helmets because we were launching it into the stands. I think by our count we had six passes that no other person caught that they just went up into the stands. So it wasn't something we'll want to video as far as the zone. And you know, the problem is that, you know, every zone's a little bit different, and you look, you know, this one's out a little bit more aggressive, and they did a nice job rotating. And so not only did they cover some stuff on the perimeter, but they rotated then and filled the post and covered the post. So you know, it was a challenge definitely against their defense.
Yeah, you had early on they got a few points in the post, and they got several offensive rebounds early, but I thought you guys did a much better job at one, denying the ball in the post. I thought your defense on the perimeter was so much better as the game went on that they just had trouble. I mean, even and a couple times they did get it down there, they missed some shots, but I thought you guys really picked up the intensity as far as that went.
Yeah, I thought you know, would have to look at the tape, but there was things where they were doing, you know, a double high, and Audrey was getting caught behind, trailing them, and they got a couple layups on it. I thought in the second half, you know, really down the stretch that we got some steals where she ended up was able to get out in front of it, and then you had Lauren or Riley in the back to get it. But, yeah, I thought we had nothing going offensively after the first, you know, the first 3 minutes. It looked like it was going to be easy. And then I thought Lily came in and really gave us a spark, hit a couple shots and did a nice job with it. And then in the second half, really, Kaylee was the one that gave us the spark of just got on fire from threes.
Yeah, what's nice, the scoring spread around, you had three in double figures, another one with eight, and that's nice to see it get spread around. You know, most nights Riley's going to get some points for you, but you need points from other positions, and that really happened tonight.
Right, and, you know, I think, again, I'll have to look at it and talk with Riley. I thought that it wasn't until the fourth quarter that she really became aggressive, that I thought she was content on just kind of staying out on the perimeter there, and then she, you know, ended up penetrating. Lauren did a nice job penetrating against the zone.
Yeah, and you had some really big defensive plays down the stretch as you went on your run and got up. I mean, you had some really good plays. Lauren, in fact, a couple of those. You had a fast break off one and didn't get the layup, but several really good defensive plays and really forced some turnovers, especially there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, can't complain. We did a nice job. The girls did a nice job adjusting and changing defense as we went.
One day off, then another conference game. So we've moved. This is a 4 o'clock game now, Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
With
2:30 is a, as if my memory is right, 2:30 sophomore game, 4 o'clock varsity game. That Alleman had some players that were taking the ACT.
Oh, okay.
Requested that it be slid back so that they could take care of that. So.
And they're a team that struggled. We'll talk more about that on Saturday afternoon struggle, and they struggled against Rocky tonight, which most teams do. But coming in,
Geneseo Sterling was probably the game of the night. How did it come out?
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay. Geneseo won 71-47.
Oh, so it wasn't the game. Well,
it's been UT and Moline. UT currently trailing by 8.
But they
45-37.
Like at some point, they were, it was like, what, 29-27?
Yeah, they led most of the game into late in the third quarter.
And then Moline, yeah, so you know maybe that was the game that they finally started to play right. But yeah. So what with this, I know we talked a little bit last week with you're going Thursday, Saturday conference a couple of weeks in a row. So is tomorrow, does it become more of a walkthrough situation and just preparing for what you're going to do against them?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a routine that Coach Barshinger puts them through, like a 10-minute pre-practice that involves different kind of shooting stuff, and then we'll do some agility stuff. He does a ladder with them and some dynamic work, and so hopefully what he's doing is, you know, helping them keep growing as an athlete and stuff. But then we'll do a lot of guard post work, some skill work, and then talk about Alleman and get out of here.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Talk to you Saturday afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win at 53-41. We'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks winning here tonight at John Field Gym, 53-41 over the Quincy Blue Devils. The Streaks now 6-3 on the season, 2-2 in the Western Big Six. Quincy 4-3 overall, 3-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. Our post-game stats. Streaks with three players in double figures. It was Kaylee Miller leading the way. 5 three-pointers in the ball game. She hit one in each quarter, then hit an extra one there in the fourth quarter to help the Streaks pull away. 13 points for Riley Jenkins. A couple of threes, and 5 for 7 from the free throw line. As Coach mentioned, wasn't quite as aggressive offensively as he would have liked early. She just had the one basket in the second quarter for only points in the first half. 11 points for Lauren Livingston on a 3, a 2, and 6 for 8 from the free throw line. 8 points for Audrey Peck. Those all came in the first half. She got the streaks going early with a couple of rebound putbacks, and she had 3 baskets and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Coming off the bench, Lily Hudgens, as Coach mentioned, gave them a boost, a 3 and a 2 in that second quarter to help the streaks get back into it and start them on their run. And then 2 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket there in the fourth quarter in a key spot. Streaks with 9 three-pointers in the game, 12 for 17 from the free throw line. Quincy with a couple of players in double figures, leading the way, Kate Chevalier with 13 points, three twos, a couple of threes, and 1 for 2 from the line. 11 points for Bree Sapp, 2 twos, 3 and 4 for 6 from the line. 9 points for Emily Wilson on 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 8 points for Olivia Edwards on 4 baskets. Mackenzie Durst was 0 for 1 from the line, didn't score. Let's see, Brent Holtz did not score either. They were 5 for 10 from the line. 5 for 10 from the line.
And, Quincy?
Yeah.
I am right? 6 of 12.
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably right. So I'll give you that. 6 for 12. I'll go with that. Let's see. 3 three-pointers in the game for the Blue Devils.
16 turnovers for the Blue Devils, 17 for the Streaks. So the Streaks did a better job in that second half, only turning the ball over 7 times. They did get out-rebounded, though, 32-27, including 14-7 on the offensive boards. Quincy finishes the game 16 of 48 from the field, 3 of 11 from downtown, so they were 13 of 37 from inside. Streaks, on the other hand, were 16 of 38 from the field. They were 9 of 17 from downtown, and they were 7 of 21 from inside the arc. In fact, they were 1 of 9 from inside the arc in the second half. So you can tell that their focus went to the outside, as they were 5 of 7 from downtown in the second half, shooting it from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Audrey Peck finishes the game with 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 1 steal, and 1 assist to go with her 7 points. Lauren Livingston finishes with a double-double, 11 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. 1 rebound, 1 assist for Caden Slidick. 1 rebound, 1 steal for Kaylee Miller. 2 rebounds, assists, and 2 steals for Chelsea Stevenson. And 1 assist for Lily Hudgens. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and that's it for Riley Jenkins to go with her 13 points.
All right, so good night for the Streaks. Got a little balanced scoring, some balance in the other stats as well. And they come out with a win here tonight over the Quincy Blue Devils, 53-41. Take our final timeout, come back and do our final order of business. The Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind, by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 53-41. Sophomores a 41-30 winner here tonight. Streaks now 6-3, 2-2 of the Western Big Six. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Wow, this is a tough one. I mean, so many players did so many good things here tonight. Lauren Livingston with a double-double, 11 points, 11 rebounds, a couple assists, 3 steals to go along with, some key plays, especially defensively down the stretch, and she hit 5 of 7 free throws in the fourth quarter. You had, and Coach mentioned Lily Hudgens came off the bench there in that second quarter when the Streaks started to make that run. She hit a three, came back down, hit another long two. That was really at key spots in the game. Audrey Peck early to get them going, a couple of rebound putbacks, and Riley Jenkins really good in the fourth quarter. But this young lady was throughout the game, but really, really key in the fourth quarter with what she did.
Yeah, we're going to go with Kaylee Miller. The senior finishes with 15 points, one rebound, one steal. But I think the most crucial part of it was going into the fourth quarter, the Streaks were up 33-29 and had kind of a shaky third there. They got outscored 9-6. In that third quarter, of the 6 points, Kaylee hit half of them. She had a three. And then she hits two threes early on in the fourth quarter. She grabs a rebound. So she's going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So Kaylee Miller, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right. So the schedule now is the Galesburg High boys are in action tomorrow night. They will play host to the United Township Panthers. That is here, isn't it? I think it is. Where are we at? What's tomorrow? The 14th? No, they're up at United Township tomorrow night. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman will have that for you. Right around 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then, now we got a problem here on Saturday now. I had not even seen anywhere that where the girls' game got pushed back, but as Coach Massey said, some of the Alleman players are taking the ACT on Saturday, didn't want to miss the game, so they asked if we would move it back. Unfortunately, it's the same time as the boys' game up at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, so both playing at 4 o'clock again. More than likely, what's going to happen is we'll have the girls on 92.7 FM, the Laser, and the boys here on WGIL, but we will let you know for sure tomorrow what's going on with that. But either way, it'll be wherever we're at, it'll be about 3:40 for the pregame and a 4 o'clock tip here on WGIL. So there you have it. Man, good win for the Streaks here tonight after a tough go for about a quarter from mid-first to mid-second quarter, and then a little bit of a lapse there in the third, but overall a pretty good effort from these girls.
Well, and that's what you want to see. You want to see the team respond, and that's they had that stretch in the first quarter where they turned the ball over on four straight possessions, and it was starting to look a little murky as they were going to be able to stay in this one as Quincy put together their run. They got the game to the point where they were up 15-8 early in the second quarter. And then all of a sudden, the Streaks were able to find what they had been looking for. They hit some shots. They took better care of the basketball and got themselves in a position where they get another much-needed win. And now the conference starting to separate Geneseo and Moline. When a lot of teams thought it was, or a lot of people thought it was going to be Geneseo and Rock Island up top, it's Geneseo and Moline sitting up top right now. Assuming Moline ends up with the win, it looks like they're going to. They'll both be 4-0. The Streaks will be 2-2. Quincy will go to 3-1. Streaks and Rocky will be 2-2. And if everything, as I said, holds serve, it'll be Allman and UT at the bottom.
All right.
And Sterling in there, too.
So the Streaks now 2-2 in the Big Six. Quincy drops to 3-1. Streaks 6-3 overall. Quincy now 4-3 on the year. Good win for the Streaks here tonight, 53-41 the final score. Kaylee Miller, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, of course, next time we're on the road, as they were last Saturday, we'll have Galesburg Nissan. We'll provide our transportation, as they do to all Streaks road games. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to my partner, Eric Gibson, for our studio engineer tonight. Brian Prescott, Tom Erdis, saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.